Last week, the One Bench, One Tree initiative reached the Brant Community Healthcare System. A bench and tree were installed at both the Brantford General Hospital and the Willett Urgent Care Center. The One Bench, One Tree initiative is a grassroots project developed by students at the University of Guelph and is dedicated to expressing thanks and gratitude to healthcare workers during and after the pandemic. And so here to talk to me about One Bench, One Tree is External Communications Coordinator Allie Newhouser. So thank you for doing this today, Allie.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Andy.
I wanted to start by asking about the project and maybe if you could go into a little bit more detail about the significance behind the One Tree and One Bench and the purpose they serve at all the different hospitals who have gotten involved with the initiative.
Absolutely. So we call ourselves One Bench, One Tree is our organization. And we formed as a cohort of master students at the University of Guelph. We are in our final year of the Masters of Landscape Architecture program. And we really just, when the COVID pandemic was in full swing back in 2020, we felt like it would be nice to honor the frontline workers who had to give up so much for us to be able to get through the pandemic. So we came up with this idea to honor them with the outdoors and having a bench and a tree for them to relax at during a break, if they can get a break at the hospital. And just like we wanted to give the gift of rest to these frontline workers.
And when exactly was the project established?
We established back in the February of 2021. So okay. We've been almost 2 years in the making.
And how many hospitals have gotten involved to date and have had a bench and a tree installed?
We've had about 20 hospitals with a bench and tree installed at to date. And right now we have most of them in the Southern Ontario region, but we also have an installation up in Thunder Bay. We have two in Ottawa. We have some in London, Ontario. We have one in Sarnia. We have two in Toronto, one in Hamilton, and as you mentioned, the Brantford and the Willett in Paris. We have one in Guelph, one up in Fergus. We also have a few in the Huron-Gray County, so we have them in Huron-Perth County, so Stratford, Clinton, Seaforth, and St. Mary's. And try to remember. And yeah, we have one in Dunville as well. So we are, yeah, we're moving them around like all over the province. And we still hope to one day move out towards other provinces and territories in the country.
And with that being said, how has engagement with the hospitals gone? Have you exceeded initial expectations? And obviously you guys are going to continue to try and grow the project into more healthcare facilities across the country.
Yes. So engagement has been pretty great. So we have people that contact us asking if we would be willing to have a bench and tree at their location. We have reached out to hospitals just as on our own to ask if they would like to receive a bench and a tree at their site to honor frontline workers. And the reception has been pretty positive. I think the frontline workers appreciate this, and it's nice. Like they like having, like knowing that they're not forgotten about. Like Canadians are behind them still, even after 2 years of the pandemic. They're still being honored for their time that they've given up. So, yeah, it's been very positive experience.
Can patients also? It's accessible to patients as well.
Yeah, so they're just on public grounds at the hospital, so anyone can access these areas.
And I think it's been well documented the amount of pressure that healthcare workers have been under since the beginning of the pandemic. Can you talk about the need for these workers to be able to relax and take a break from their work sometimes?
Yes, like burnout's been at an all-time high, especially with frontline workers. And a lot of them have just walked off the job just due to amount of stress. So like, we know we can't like do a whole lot, but we're hoping like even just like the symbology of having a place to rest, we're hoping that invites them, they can even even if they aren't able to use it until after a shift, like just to sit for a couple minutes and reflect on the day. Yeah, everyone needs rest and relaxation, no matter what profession they work in. So that's why, like, in the healthcare workers, like frontline workers, they shouldn't be an exception to that need for rest.
Definitely. Have you had any feedback from healthcare workers saying how much they enjoy being able to take advantage of these spots that you guys have created and really helped with the stress they've been under?
Absolutely. We've had that feedback from them. We've had dedication ceremonies for some of our sites where we were invited back, as well as like hospital CEOs and upper management, frontline workers would be able to attend these events, or any like frontline worker recognition events. And at these events, like, we've gotten feedback from management and the workers saying that this is awesome. Thank you for thinking of us. Thank you for giving us the give a rest.
And can you take me through the plans of what's maybe next for the project coming in the coming years, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've partnered with an organization called Trees for Health. And this is an organization that's looking to increase the amount of green space and increase the amount of tree canopy at hospitals. There's been a correlation with having green space and having nature and healing at hospitals. And we've partnered with them. So any of our trees gets counted towards their tree count, and they're helping us connect with hospitals and helping us get into more sites. In the next couple of years, we're, again, just kind of branching out throughout the province. And we're going to be contacting other provinces as well, seeing if there's any interest in other areas. So we're just like, yeah, just looking to expand our project as we move forward.
That's awesome. And lastly, can you just talk about the importance of the jobs that all these healthcare workers have been doing, and how important it is for people to show their appreciation for the work that gets done in keeping people safe, especially within the pandemic?
Extremely important. A lot of people, myself included, we were told to work from home, not go outside too much during this pandemic. Essential workers who had to go into the office did not have that luxury. So their exposure levels to COVID and different other diseases were higher than the rest of the population, I would say. And these are the frontline workers. Like, these are the people that were dealing with like the worst of the worst of COVID, like people who would come into hospitals just with like the worst of the COVID symptoms were treated by these frontline workers. And I can't imagine having to live through that experience as a frontline worker. Like I said, me and my cohort, we've had to live on the sidelines for a number of years due to the pandemic, while the frontline workers, they were called up. They had to step up and just go to work, essentially. And now with like flu influenza at an all-time high, RSVs at an all-time high, COVID's still kicking around. So we definitely don't want them to feel like they've been forgotten about, since like the pandemic is not on the forefront of everyone else's minds, but they're still dealing with a lot at these hospitals. And a lot of hospitals are reaching or have already gone over capacity. So we just want to, as little as possible, even it might be simple, just any appreciation for these frontline workers, any amount of thanks we can give them. That's all we want to be doing.
Very well said. And thank you again for doing this, Allie. Good luck with the project.
You're welcome, Andy. Thank you so much.
That was Allie Newhouser with the One Bench, One Tree initiative, which has recently completed installation within the Brant Community Healthcare System at the Brantford General Hospital and the Willett Urgent Care Center.